Thank you. As most of you know, we, for many years now, have been stressing scripture memory. And what Mary and I do, we have that four times a year where we learn a longer passage. But we chose for July and August, John 15, 1 through 17, and what we do is quote it every day, so you get quite familiar with it, and hopefully you can memorize it. but it's, and the thing that I've found when you go over and over and over a passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit begins to point some things out to you that you need to look into more, and I... twice in John 15, Jesus said in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I've loved you." And it's this, he also pointed out that this kind of love is expressed in being willing to lay down your life for somebody. And of course, he's pointing out that he will do that. He did that for us. Then in John 15:7, "These things I command you, that ye love one another." And he also had shared it earlier, but it's a command. Not only are we commanded to love, but the same kind of love that he had for us. And that is very important that we know and look into it. And in the Greek, the word used there is agape love, and I want to share a little definition in a moment, but let me first of all go to 1 John in chapter 4, what John has to say about this matter of 1 John. At verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, and he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved," and here's an exhortation again, "beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." So Jesus said that kind of love. Also in another passage, it's going to set you apart. And the people will recognize that you're his disciples. And that's, "by this shall all men know," in John 13, "that you are my disciples." That kind of love. There are different meanings for, in that English might just, in most translation, they just have love. In 1 Corinthians 13, they tried to set it apart. In the King James, phileo is a kind of love. It's tender affection. It's brotherly love. It's kind of an emotional kind of love. Agape love, God's love, displayed in Jesus, a love for us, the Father for Jesus and Jesus for the world. God so loved that he sent his Son. A couple definitions that I would just to help us understand this matter of love that we are called to do in obedience to Jesus Christ. And we've already seen in 1 Corinthians 13 called charity. I know Webster said it, Christian love, Christian, and other definitions. I'll just share a couple. One of them is selfless, unconditional, sacrificial love that is deliberate choice to desire the highest good for others, regardless of their actions or worthiness. regardless of what they treat us like, regardless of their worthiness. Another one, the highest form of love, selfless, sacrificial, unconditional. It persists no matter the circumstance. Very obviously, this kind of love does not come from our old nature, does not come from us naturally, but it comes really from the Lord's work in us. And I just remind us this morning in Galatians 5:22, where Paul is saying this fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so on. The very first one is love, and it's agape love. This kind of love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I'm encouraged with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not going to read it now, but Paul prays for the Ephesian church that their eyes would be open to the things of God, to know our future, and to know the power of His Spirit to those that believe. The Spirit whose fruit is love. The work of the Spirit of God to be born in our life, to be worked through us, is that kind of love. And what Paul is praying there, if you believe the power of God's Spirit is available to you, the same, and he goes on to say, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, seated him at the right hand of God, far above every principality and power and name that's named. It's really a description. The Spirit of God that lives in believers, if you trusted Jesus Christ, if you've been born again, God's Spirit lives in you, and He has power to love through you. And I think that's the important thing in this whole thing, to realize we're dependent on God's Spirit to have that kind of love. We have looked a bit this, or we read this morning, 1 Corinthians 13, and in chapter 12 he's talking about different gifts of the Spirit and very special gifts that come by the Spirit of God. But then he comes to chapter 13, in the last verse of 12, but I show you a more excellent way. And then he shares about agape love, and it's pretty interesting how he shares that all these special things, if it's not done out of love, he says, even if we give all our food away, our body to be burned, and we don't have that kind of love, it profits me nothing. He says it suffers long, it's kind, it doesn't envy, it doesn't vaunt, it's humble, it's not puffed up, it behaves itself well. It rejoices not in iniquity, rejoices in the truth. And it says that kind of love never fails. It's empowered by the Spirit of God, and it comes from Him. And I think it's so important to know that that is available to me, it's available to you. You have trusted Jesus Christ. The fruit of God's Spirit that came to live in you is that kind of love. It's not natural to men. And that's why that kind of love will be seen of people around you as setting you apart. I want to just share an illustration that really helps me concerning Peter. And some of it, I have the scripture, but let me just tell you that Peter, back in Luke 22, Jesus said, Peter, Satan's desire to have you. He wants to sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. Because before the cock crows tomorrow morning, you're going to deny that you even know me. Peter goes on to say, Lord, I'm willing to go to prison. I'm willing to die for you. I want to just take note that in Jesus dealing with Peter over and over again, he said, when you're turned around, he used the word King James converted, he trusts Jesus, but he doesn't have the power of God's Spirit on him at this time. strengthen your brethren. He was always calling to, when you come out of this, that you will be a ministry to others. And so the Matthew passage says that when they arrested Jesus and when things were going so terrible with his dear Savior, they began to curse and to swear and saying, "I know not the man." So Peter is so disappointed in himself. He went away and wept. But just hours earlier, he said, "I'll die for you. I'll go to prison for you." He couldn't stand up in the face of those that were accusing him and say that he even knew him. So after the resurrection, and Jesus graciously is going to restore Peter. And you remember that he went fishing, and Jesus had some fish on, feeding them some fish. But what I want to do is share that passage from Mr. Wiest. He was a professor of Greek at Moody Bible Institute, and he died in 1962. But he wrote what's called an expanded New Testament. So he did the words of the definitions. And this is a passage there in John 21. He met with them, but specifically he met with Peter. Then when they had breakfast, Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you have a love for me that called out of your heart by my preciousness to you, a devotional love that impels you to sacrifice yourself for me? Do you consider me more precious and thus me more than these fish?" He says to him, "Yes, Lord. As for you, know positively that I have emotional fondness for you." That's phileo. He says to him, "Be feeding my little lambs." He says to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you have a devotional love for me called out of your heart by my preciousness to you, a love that impels you to sacrifice yourself for me?" Jesus used agape. Do you agape love me? He says to him, "Yes, Lord, as you know positively that I have a friendly feeling for you." Phileo. He says to him, "Be shepherding my sheep." He says, and realize this, he says to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you have a friendly feeling and affection for me?" The third time, Jesus asks, "Do you even have phileo for me? Brotherly love, kind of love?" Peter was grieved, and you can understand it. Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, "Do you have a friendly feeling and affection for me?" And he said to him, "Lord, as you know all things, you know positively, you know from experience that I have a friendly feeling and affection for you." Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep." I find it so interesting, and it's very important in that passage to know, whereas using phileo, Peter never came to the place he could say that I have agape love for you, Lord. That's what Jesus was after. But I remember then in Acts chapter 1, where Jesus said to his own before ascension, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me," and also, obviously, power to love. And I just after, there's several verses. In fact, I'm going to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, where Peter, first of all, says in verse 8, this is Peter. Now, also I'd say that in Acts, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. It was a different Peter now that was printing himself. And Peter writes, "Whom, having not seen you, whom have not seen you love, agape love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable." Then in 1 Peter 1, verse 22, "Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren," that's phileo, "that you have brotherly love among yourselves, see that ye love, agape love, one another with a pure heart fervently." We come this morning to remember our Lord Jesus, first of all, remembering the love of the Father, agape love that saw the sinfulness of mankind, the loss of mankind, but had that kind of love to rescue, to redeem, to bring us back to himself, and cost him his son. And the Lord Jesus, over and over a number of times, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I've loved you. Love him as the..." And also he said that the Father loved me, and that you can have the same kind of love for me that I have for you. It's only possible through the gift of God's Spirit to really have that kind of love. But as a Christian, we have the potential. That should be what's coming from us. So over and over again, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." A commitment kind of love. So this morning, as we remember the Lord Jesus, remember the love of the Father, willing to give his dear son, the willingness of Jesus Christ to lay his life down, to go through all the horror of taking our sin upon him, that was love. We've been singing about love today. I just trust that we, our time before the Lord's Supper, just an examination. Lord, am I displaying that kind of love? I'm your child. I have your Spirit. The fruit of your Spirit is love. Fill me with your Spirit. So work through me by your Spirit to have that kind of love to people around me, whether it's deserved or not deserved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, just trying to convey it, the truth is, in our natural lives, we don't have the capacity to love like that. But you graciously have given us your Spirit when we trust Jesus as Savior. Just a gift presented. It's not of our works in any degree, but it's a gift of God. His Spirit comes to live in us, and we just invite you, Holy Spirit of God, as we would look at our own lives, examine our own lives, am I displaying that kind of love as the gift that you give me, Holy Spirit of God? Honor Jesus Christ as we prepare for the Lord's Supper, who loved us with unconditional love. How we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Father, we just have a need for the Spirit of God to empower us to love in this present day, that they might see Jesus through us. And so we trust you to work in our lives in this coming day and coming week, and that the Spirit of God would bear his fruit of love. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.